For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the Games High School's football scoreboard show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. And Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Into the 10 o'clock hour on the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad you're with us. Sam and Chris, nine floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios. So glad you're with us wherever you are. You may be listening to us at home. You may be leaving a game or something. Some of the games are
on
are
the app.
Could be on the app. Could be on the Odyssey app. And you could be anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yes.
You can be anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. If you haven't done that, you might want to download the Odyssey app. There's so much information there for you. Of course, all of the interviews you may have missed during the week here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, you can go there and hear them all. Matter of fact, if you go there and look in the right place, you can hear all of our school days guests.
How about that? Past.
They're all there.
All of them, including tonight, Steve Wallace, great guest.
Great guest tonight.
We got some good games tonight, Sam. Colquitt County's defeated Tift County. I'm going to give you some finals here.
Okay.
35-17, Colquitt County final over Tift County. Big region win for Colquitt. Congratulations. Walton defeats Etowah 42-7. Big region win for Walton. Mm-hmm. And Burke County defeats Glen Hills 51-12 tonight. That's a final. Also, Buford 50-0 over Central Gwinnett.
Okay, those are just some final scores. Let's check in one score down the south side. Jonathan Simmons is going to join us. Check in. He checks in with us on Friday nights. I think he got one down there on the south side. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show. Who did you have tonight?
Sam, Coach Jonathan Simmons from Real Talk Sports. We held the bus because we want to make sure we checked in from the south side. We have a big win here for Douglas. They rolled into Clayton County and knocked off North Clayton 58. We have the head coach from Douglas, Coach Kenley Pritchett. Coach, what was the key to the win tonight?
Well, the key was our guys being physical in all three phases. The offensive, defense, special teams, we wanted to make sure we set the tone with our physicality. And our guys, you know, they did that, and we came out with a big victory tonight in a tough region matchup.
How did you remain so dominant? You guys seem to control the game on the ground.
Well, that was one of our main points. We wanted to come in and run the ball, establish the run game. We knew North Clayton had, you know, the outstanding defense, but we were able to establish the run game, and we got ahead, and we had a tremendous game today by offensive personnel.
No doubt. So 58 win. You guys remain undefeated in the region. How big was this win for you guys as you move towards the playoff seeding?
It's very big because our number one goal was to win the region this season, and now we're one game closer. And we just got to make sure we continue to take it one game at a time, one week at a time, and we want to make sure that we capture our goals for this season.
All right, Sam, Coach, about to cut the lights off here in Clayton County. We got to go for Real Talk Sports on the scene. 50-8, a big win for Douglas against North Clayton.
All right, thanks a lot to Jonathan Simmons, Real Talk Sports, checking things in, holding up the bus.
Holding up the bus to get the coach. We've had Coach Pritchett on. Hey, that's a big win for them. They're undefeated in the region. They're heading toward a region championship game with Dom's Stevenson Jaguars.
Yeah. But
we're setting it up. Couple more weeks. November 1st, Stevenson, Douglas. Probably going to be for the region championship, Dom. Mm-hmm. We might have to let Dom go to that one. Let somebody else
sit down. Yeah, they're going to play that over.
Stevenson, by the way, won 45-6 today.
Yeah, they were big winners tonight.
Mm-hmm. They were.
On pace. They're both on a track. You never know them tracks. Two trains coming at each other.
Yeah.
November 1st.
You watch for that one. Of course, Douglas, you know, they kind of sounded that they were going to be a factor this season when they beat LaGrange to open the season.
Yeah, LaGrange, big winner over Troop tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are a couple of really good teams. All right, I think our Cub is ready.
Our Cub's ready?
Ready to give us a final result of the game with the Dragons tonight. Ellie Parker returns to give us a final score. Ellie, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Our final score was 62-6.
Who had 62? Yeah, Pickens 62.
Yep, Pickens won.
Yeah, over Johnson 62-6.
Yep.
What happened in the second half? Anything worth note? We're talking about.
Well, they put in a lot of people who don't usually get to play. A lot of freshmen, a lot of JV.
Like your people.
They put in our JV kicker, Tekoa McGraw.
Yeah, how did Tekoa do?
She made two out of the three kicks, and the third one got blocked.
She made two extra points.
Yeah?
Yeah, backup kicker. How about that?
Freshman.
Wow. And Ellie's classmate.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Wow, Ellie. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Were you cheering loud in that moment?
I was. I was really excited.
Yeah. Big day for Ellie.
Her hot pink cleats.
Hot pink cleats.
Oh, all right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's October.
Ellie's other friend pitched for another freshman pitched in a softball game. I told you we won.
Today?
Okay. Yeah, big day for Ellie's friends.
That is big.
She told me they ate.
Huh?
That's good. That means good.
Okay. So in other words, Dom almost fell out of his seat over there. You okay over there, Dom?
That was good.
So, Ellie, it's been a great homecoming week. You've had the dress-up days. You've had all kind of things. You had a parade that you were a part of, and now you win the big game. You knew some friends that were on the homecoming court, and one of your friends kicks two extra points. You've had quite a day, quite a week.
It has. It's been a good week. We have to dance tomorrow, and I'm excited about that.
All right.
Exciting.
Oh, sounds like fun to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be watching Georgia and Texas.
That's tomorrow night. What time is the dance?
I don't know. What time is the dance? It's night,
you
right?
You know what? I don't know.
You might want to look into that.
Yeah, you might want to know what time the dance is happening. You want to make sure you're on time. Ellie, always great to hear from you. And thank you so much
for
being our Cub reporter tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Ellie Parker, who's just, you know, having a wonderful time. And it's going to get even better tomorrow. They're going to have the dance. She's not sure what time, Chris.
But it's happening. Yeah.
Yep.
She'll need a ride and some money and all that. And then that's where I'll step in.
That's where you step in. She'll wave you in when it's time. Fantastic, folks. Scoreboard Show. We got an update we can get on? You tell me we got one. We got one from Day-Day Lewis. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live here at Landmark Christian. Guys, we've gone final 35-0 your final. Whitfield on top in this one here with head coach Robert Walsh. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. I know it probably didn't get started the way you wanted it to get started, but end of the day, you guys get the win. Most importantly, you stay unbeaten in region play.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Landmark did a really good job with their game plan. We got in the red area, though, three times and only came away with one touchdown. Thankfully, our defense, Coach Kruger, Coach Bentley, and Coach Hawkins, they did a heck of a job preparing our boys, and we were able to create some takeaways and even have a defensive score. So proud of the defense side of the ball, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the defense. Glad you touched on that. Now moving forward, a couple matchups left. What do you want to see the guys clean up? I have a feeling I already know what number one's going to be.
Discipline. I mean, that's our number one pillar when I first got here. And tonight, we were not the most disciplined football team, and that's on me. We got to learn from it and grow from it. We got Walker next week. We win that game, we're sub-region champs, and we got a chance to play for a region championship in week 10. So we got to finish strong and hopefully have a shot to win the region championship.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck to you guys down the stretch. And again, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thanks, Damian.
All right, Sam, Chris, back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, for that report and this game that has gone final. Let me see what else we got one from Garrett. And let's check in with Garrett Chapman.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman with the winning head coach, Ed Dudley of the Blessed Trinity. Titans 26-0 over Westminster. Complete team win here for you guys tonight. Offense took a little bit to get going, but the defense really shined in this one.
I thought all three phases looked good today. We gave up one. Well, we had one kick blocked. I don't like that. But, yeah, it was a complete win against a very solid Westminster team. We're glad to get any kind of region win, and this was a good one.
Yeah, 2-0 in region play. You got two big ones coming up here on the horizon. What have you learned about your team now that you're in region play? And then what are you looking forward to learning over here in the next 2 weeks?
Okay, so we lean heavily on our defense, and that's what we've known since day one. We'd like to get where we could lean a little more heavily on our offensive run game. It was a little better tonight, so we're taking incremental progress and baby steps and moving forward.
And, Coach, what do you want? What else do you want to see from that rushing attack? It looked like it got better as the game went on, which is something you really want to see in a game.
Yeah, you definitely want to see it get better as it goes along. We just want to be more consistent. We're still a little glitchy here and there. Our quarterback, Brooks Goodman, gives us a whole other phase to the run game. So we'll continue to work on it and get better.
And, Coach, you have a dominant pass rush. They were able to get after the passer at a really high level. Is that the strength of this defense, or tell me about that group?
You know, I think so. I think our coverage in the secondary is very good, too. But that's a good front seven, and they love sacking the quarterback and getting TFLs. So.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Go celebrate with Tim.
Thank you.
Blessed Trinity Titans 26-0 over the Westminster Wildcats. They are now 2-0 in division play. They have two big ones coming up here to finish off the season. Centennial and then a potential region championship with Cambridge. Guys, it was a great game out here. J.D. Bertrand gets his number retired, and it's homecoming here for the Blessed Trinity Titans. For the High School Scoreboard Show, my name is Garrett Chapman. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, thanks so much, Garrett, for the update. And yes, it was a special night out there with J.T. Bertrand and B.T. Winning. By the way, if you want to follow Garrett, he is social. You can follow him at G-Chap, at G-Chap-A-T-L, at G-C-E-H-A-C-H-A-P-A-T-L, all lowercase. And you see the picture of J.D. Bertrand with his jersey retired.
Yeah, nice job by Garrett. That's a big win. 26-0, they dominated the game. Westminster is good this year. That team beat Kell last week.
Right.
You know, that's a big region win. Coach Ed Dudley, one of my favorite guys. Really happy for Coach. He's doing a great job. Just a good guy and good football coach. Excited for him to get the chance to have that win tonight. And they got a couple big ones coming up. So it'll be exciting to see. But did it sound like they were – maybe I'm having like a flashback or something, but it sounded like they were playing like Rocky Top. And I was like thinking, man, I thought I had at least another few hours before I had
before
to hear
you start
that
hearing
over
that,
and over
right?
and over again. You know.
Yeah, that kind of happens when you play those folks. They play that quite a bit. That's coming up tomorrow. We got some other games that are going final. We come back on the other side of this break. We're going to have some other updates for you. We hope to check in with John Bednarowski from Marietta Daily Journal 2 tonight before we are done. So you stay with us. It's the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 99 The Game, 99thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker at our Midtown Atlanta studios. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. Let's check some scores, Coach. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Yeah, huddle up at Buffalo's. We got a lot of games that have gone final in the last few minutes, so we've been keeping an eye on some of those games, and we can say
I got one.
Which you got one?
Hillgrove 30, McEachern 23, final.
Well, that's one that went back and forth.
Hillgrove 8-0.
Man.
Big win. Biggest win Hillgrove's had in several years.
Big, big win. That's the neighboring rival, boy. It's nothing like getting a chance to win.
Yeah,
that one.
Big win. Really big win. It's a group that's had two or three wins in the last several years. Comes in this year starting 7-0, but they still got to play McEachern, who's kind of like the big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Big win tonight from Hillgrove. Congratulations, guys. 30-23. Hillgrove with the win. Moves to 8-0. On the path, anyway, yeah, to the region championship.
Central Carrollton has beaten Harris County tonight, 23-14. Harris County was leading this game.
Yeah, two good teams. Harris County's got a good ball team. Central Carrollton's really good. They got a back that's really good. You know, it just it's going to be back and forth. Yeah, not surprising it's close. Central Carroll looks like you're going to win that one. Congratulations.
Yep, Northeast 39-0 winners over Central Macon. That's down towards Central Georgia. We got Chastity and Dawson County. Dawson County wins this one, 22-20 final in that one.
Yeah, a big win for Dawson County. They can go in there. Norcross beats Burtmar tonight, 30-14. Lambert over Forsyth Central, 42-7. And North Forsyth and West Forsyth. West Forsyth in the directional game gets the win, 35-10. West Forsyth over North Forsyth. Congratulations,
guys. The directional game there. Darlington is the winner over Model, 31-0. Final score, Decula, 23-14 over Mountain View. Decatur has beaten Lakeside, DeKalb, 31-0. Final that one. Decatur continues to roll in this season for them.
Undefeated.
Decatur, good. They are.
How about this one? Final now. Richmond Hill, 35, Valdosta, 14.
Man.
Richmond Hill, 7-1 on the year. Big region win. Valdosta falls to 7-1 on the year. Yo.
Yeah.
How about that region one with Lowndes, Valdosta, Colquitt, Camden, Richmond Hill? All of them can't make the playoffs.
I know it. You don't want to go down there either.
Yo.
That's a rough place to play. Carrollton's the winner tonight. 63-10 winners over East Coweta. All right, we still got Eric Slaughter. He has a final from his game. His game has gone final. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter coming to you from Denmark High School, where we have gone final and the Danes improved to 4-4 overall, and they take down the South Forsyth War Eagles by the final score of 32-7. Joined now by head coach and coach of the game, Mike Palmieri, and our player of the game, senior linebacker, Jack Brink. First off, coach, third straight win. Your defense played great. Your offense played great. Talk about tonight's overall performance.
I think we played well overall. You know, we had a couple penalties early that kind of – we started a little slow with that. But after we got rolling, I thought we played great on both sides of the ball and on special teams.
All right. Now, we're going to get to that because that was the one area that I thought you might have some concern. Let's start with the offense. Quarterback Matthew Bear, 5 touchdowns, 4 different receivers, really was in command of the offense. Talk about his play and his leadership.
Matt did great. You know, he spreads the ball out. You know, he threw some good balls tonight. And he's been coming on strong the last 3 or 4 games. You know, we put the ball in his hand because we know he can make plays and our receivers can make plays, and they made him tonight.
Now, defensively, I think this is where you really set the tone. That's why my player of the game is from that side of the ball. You are the head coach, but you also act as a defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. 4 sacks in the first half, an INT in the end zone, and countless QB pressures. A lot of your guys came off the edge almost unblocked. Talk about your defensive scheme and how proud you were of them.
Good. We knew I'm very proud of them because they worked hard all week at it, but we knew we can come off the edge on them, and you know, we wanted to try to keep him in the pocket because he's a running quarterback, and the kids did a good job of doing that. You know, they execute it well. We made the plays when we had to, and he really didn't hurt us outside the pocket.
All right, now special teams. Every coach has something he likes to improve on.
Yep.
You missed some PATs.
Yep.
You muffed one punt on a reception.
Yep.
Talk about those things. You got to clean those up because you got Lambert and North Atlanta,
absolutely,
two big games.
Yeah, we know that. Like, our kick is excellent. You know, that's the first PAT he missed all year. But I think we didn't block up front. I got to look at it. I think they got too much push. We got to work on that. And then the punt was just a mental error. You know, sometimes kids try to make plays and they know, you know, they see something they have. You look for an opportunity. He just made a mistake. And, you know, we got to cut those out. We can't do those for the next week for sure, but you know, Cam's a great player. He's a good kid, and, you know, we trust him back there.
All right, now let's talk about the young man beside me. Your defense all over the field. I really took notice of him. He was in the backfield all night. He was making tackles of the running backs coming out. Talk about this young man. He was your captain tonight and your defense overall.
Yeah, Jack's been in the program. He's awesome. He played a great game tonight. You know, we expect a lot out of him. Tackled well, made some plays, you know, recovered a fumble. You know, he did what seniors are supposed to do.
Got so a big sack as well.
Absolutely. He knows he has to play that level for us to win. So he's gotten it done for the last, not just this week, but 3 or 4 weeks. He's been excellent.
All right, Coach, I'll let you go. I'm going to talk to Jack. But once again, congratulations. 4-4, 4-1 in the region. All right, senior linebacker Jack Brink, congratulations. You had a dominating performance. But talk about your defense, because it wasn't you alone. You guys lived in the backfield. Talk about the schemes and some of your reads.
Yeah, so tonight, like Coach P said, we were going to get after this, you know, QB who can run. We've seen this guy on film. He can run.
Yeah, he finally broke one off late in the game.
Yeah, we saw that. But really, like, getting after him, our D-line gets a great push off the line. I know me and Dalton Talent, who's also another linebacker.
Was that 33?
No, it was 14.
Okay.
33. He plays outside backer, too.
You guys were all over the
field. Oh, yeah. Backers all over the field. Mm-hmm. Our D-line gets a great push off the ball. And especially if they want to cut back inside, our D-line's there. But we were just all over the place, like I said. I mean, we just play like we don't have heads.
Hey, that's great. All right, Jack, talk about this region. You got two big ones left. If you can pull some of these out, you can really improve your seeding. Talk about the mindset going into these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll say the mindset's going to stay the same as we started this year. You know, just keep going. Worry about the week. You know, we're not worrying about ahead. We're worrying about now. So, like, Saturday, we literally have film and lift tomorrow. We're going to be on Lambert literally watching film. So, we're working at the person next week. So.
All right. Real quick, your second string gave up those 7 points. You going to razz those guys any bit?
Oh, of course. Of course I am.
Because y'all almost had to shut out.
Almost had to shut out. Hey, but it's all right. Our second string guys work.
They earned their opportunity.
Yeah.
They did well, right?
Yeah.
All right. Player of the game, number 17, Jack Brink. This is Eric Slaughter. Final once again from Denmark. Danes 32, War Eagles 7. Going back to the studio, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Good luck to you. Rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, that's Eric Slaughter with update there from Scythe County, and a big win for Denmark.
Yeah, that's a great win. They're undefeated in the region. They started at 0-3, played tougher non-region schedule, but now 4-1 in the region. Really impressed. They got two games coming up that can possibly, if they won both of them, win the region.
Okay. All right, that's coming up.
We got North Atlanta and Lambert.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Two tough games. But you got a chance. It's like in Dumb and Dumber. They said they're saying there's a chance.
It's there. You got a chance there. Some games are going final thanks to the Southwest Georgia Network. Westover 16-7 winners over Monroe.
Okay.
Westover improves to 7-1.
Yeah, big game for Westover. Congratulations to them. Great win. Baldwin defeats Aquinas tonight, 19-7. Big win for them. Final Harrison 47, Osborne 0. Final Rockdale County 26, Grovetown 21. Nice win for Rockdale County.
Okay.
Had a rough go sometimes here. Brookwood defeats Peachtree Ridge 32-29. Final.
So the other Jones coach.
Coach Jones. Yeah, coach's brother.
Right.
We didn't get to have him too. We now had two brothers on at the same show, but maybe, you know, maybe I guess
maybe,
there's time.
We may work with time.
There's time.
Still time to work on that. We got some brothers who are coaching around the area. That'll be great to see. Calhoun over Gilmer. I thought this was going to be a pretty good ball game. Calhoun 20, Gilmer 6. They played that game up at Gilmer tonight.
Run that option.
That's what was happening. Lambert 42-7 winners over Forsyth Central. Athens Academy and a tight one. And I thought this was going to get good. They were playing at Elbert County. Athens Academy 35, Elbert County 34.
Oh.
Tight ball game there. Eastside's a winner over East Forsyth. Eastside 42, East Forsyth 7. Finally in that one, two teams in that region. Fannin County's a winner. They get by R. Murchie 56-6.
I told you about them Fannin County boys.
Yeah,
they're good this year now.
Yep.
Undefeated. There's somebody to watch in that single A, Division 1, single A Division 1. McIntosh beat Banneker 29-22 tonight. McIntosh with the win. Congrats. And Coffey, remember when I said that I thought the most interesting matchup in the whole state of Georgia was when Houston County had the football?
Yeah.
And Coffey was playing defense, because I know how Coffey plays defense and I know how Houston County plays offense, and something had to give, right?
Right.
Final, Coffey 14, Houston County 0.
Man.
You think that coffee defense came to play?
Because you know you got a quarterback on the other side over
there. Yeah, let me let me digress here for a moment and look up Houston County. So Houston County, who's Coach Jeremy Edwards, great program, got a quarterback that's got offers from everywhere. Let me just give you a little bit of just if you're what kind of program they got. These are the points they've scored this year. You ready?
All right.
57, 44, 31, 44, 42, 56, 63, 0.
Wow.
None. Nada.
That speaks volumes. That speaks volumes.
I didn't know which one was going to be. I guess it wouldn't have really shocked me if Houston won 42-35. You just kind of knew that whoever won that side of the ball, like Coffey is a defensive football team.
Right.
The coach is a defensive guy. You know, Jeremy Edwards, a coach at Houston County, offensive guy, great offensive play caller. You just felt like one side was in, and now we know what happened. Coffey dominates the game. Coffey defense shuts out. This is a team that was going into this averaging about 50 points a game. And the only time they were held under 40-something was when they beat the defending state champ Perry 31-17. Every other game in the 40s, 50s, 60s. Today, zero.
Zero.
Congrats to Coffey, Coach Co.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Didn't last year they came up here and hit the Golden Corral, or we said they did. I don't even know if they really did, but no, we said they did.
They were seen there before the game.
They were seen at the Golden Corral. Yeah. They're going to make it back to the Golden Corral, I'm telling you. They're going to be playing deep in the playoff.
The folks at Golden Corral better get ready when they pull them buses up over there. North Cobb game has gone final. They have beaten Cherokee 56-10. North Cobb with
dominating win. Performance for North Cobb, Sam. This is a team that, North Cobb's been one of those teams. I talked to Ben Narowski about this. Maybe we need to wait on that because they were a team that kind of every year you thought it was going to be their year. And then this year they kind of under the radar.
Can they be under the radar?
Well, you just hadn't heard as much about them with the big-time recruits. You know, the kid that played quarterback for Arkansas when they beat Tennessee at the end. That's Malachi Singleton's his name. He's a North Cobb player.
Right.
North Cobb just a couple years. Right. So they had these guys like that, and every year you're like, all right, this is the year they're going to win the state championship. They're going to be – and then they just didn't. And this year I didn't hear that much about them in the preseason, but they sitting here at 8-0.
Yep. They've gone out and handled the business. Every week they've been just about – you know what I mean? It's been very businesslike what they're doing. They're just going about handling
Shane
their business.
Queen.
Yep.
Another guy that's been – at North Cobb since 2006. This is his 19th year.
And his whole
talked
time,
about Coach Williams earlier.
Yep, I think the whole time he's been in Cobb County. I think he was at South Cobb before he went.
Yeah, he was at South Cobb before that.
North Cobb,
but been at North Cobb for 19 years in a row. You don't fool people 19 years in a row. That's what I was talking about Eric Williams too. You don't fool people 20-something years in a row. Like, you got to care about kids. You got to get results. You got to be able to build relationships. You're not going to trick people 20-something years in a row.
Right.
They're going to get rid of you if you can't do a good job. So, good to see Coach Queen getting that start. I'm excited for him. We need to talk to him sometime.
Okay, but they're talking to him on TV right now.
Yeah, we're probably secondary to TV.
He's a little busy.
Yeah, Wiley today. Not even John Nelson.
Yeah, so. we got Wiley out there tonight. Yeah. Heard County over Bremen tonight, 27-14. Speaking of Heard County, I talked with Coach Tinker this week.
Yeah, little tinks on that Heard County team. How they doing?
Man, they're doing good. They're doing 27-14 winners tonight. We're going to get him on with us one Friday. But I think one Friday when they don't have
him. We'll have to get him in his office. He's in parent mode now.
He's in
parent mode. He ain't playing with his radio stuff in the middle of the game. He's out there yelling at the ref, telling the coach what play to call. He's in the middle of it,
Well, we'll get him on. We'll get a good chance to get him on. All right, top of the hour, we're going to throw some more scores and try to check in with John Bednarowski, Mayor of the Daily Journal. But if you missed it early, we have a fantastic School Days guest this week. Steve Wallace, pride of Chamblee High School, 3-time Super Bowl champion. It's a great conversation. We're going to share that with you next here on the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Now, back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. T. taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Into the 9 o'clock hour here on the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker here in our Midtown Atlanta studios. And, well, we got a good one tonight. I think because usually we always get running backs or quarterbacks or, you know.
Yeah, none of that junk tonight.
Nope.
We're talking about offensive line.
Yes. Yeah.
We're talking about all-pro offensive line.
Yeah, how about.
We're talking about Super Bowl winners.
Yeah.
We're talking about SEC champions.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about any of that. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about Chamblee High School.
Chamblee High School.
Friday nights in DeKalb County. And this man loved it.
Who we got?
All right. We got, man, of course, you talk about the Super Bowl rings with the 49ers. We're going to talk about Auburn. Steve Wallace, phenomenal, and from Chamblee High School. And he joins us now on the Scoreboard Show to talk about his school days. Steve Wallace, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. You got Sam and Chris.
Thank you, Sam and Chris. I'm excited. Anything that's dealing with Georgia football and high school, it's always exciting. Chamblee High just, you know, was a wonderful experience. They didn't win before I got there, and I'm just excited to say that during my regular season years, we were 28-2. And so
he's not wrong. I'm looking at it. Yeah, so 1-9, 2-8, and 4-6 before you got there, and yeah, really good. So what comes to mind when you first think about your time at Chamblee High School?
I got it. It was just a wonderful experience. A lot of great coaches. We had a guy named French Johnson. A guy, Chip Kale, was an All-American at Tennessee. Jim Cagle from the University of Georgia. Those guys were great teachers. They did a great job. Coach Eddie Raines used to always ask, do you love it, every single day out at practice? And you had to show him that you did love it. And it was just a wonderful experience.
Man, Friday nights. Okay, now who is the rival? Because I think of where Chamblee's located and a number of schools that are around that way. Some that are, I know Peachtree was close by. Dunwood was up the way. You know, so you had some schools that are kind of close by you,
Sam,
right?
Sam, you're calling them all out. Peachtree, we always struggle with that school. We didn't play Dunwoody in the varsity, at the varsity level, but we played them at, you know, the younger ages. One that I didn't like was Marist. We had to play Marist. Ooh. And I just went to a game a week ago with Marist and St. Pius, standing on St. Pius' sideline, but to show you my level of appreciation for Marist, my son went there.
Right. Hey, what do you think about Coach Chadwick? He's been an awful long time.
You know what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
He's awesome. I have a great deal of respect for him, a great deal of appreciation for him. I mean, whenever I call, he's there to answer. Last week I said, hey, Coach, I want to say hello to you before the game. And he made his way, you know, to make sure that we had a, you know, quick little hello before the game and just to show that level of respect. And then as well, you know, a guy, Sean McVay, very excited for him because I watched him back during his days. He would run to the backside and take it to the house. He ran about a 4.5 40, so he was quite the player.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know Sean McVay won the state player of the year over Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. And now he's out there, coach, won a Super Bowl and everything. Who was it that you played? Yes. We would talk about the talent from the Georgia, and we always talk about every year when the draft comes along, how many guys who played their high school ball in Georgia get drafted. But it's always been that way. You had some guys even from this area who on the team with you with the 49ers, right?
That's right. Harris Barton was a tremendous player. And, you know, something I loved about him and his family, like his mom, it doesn't matter if I would run into her anywhere in Atlanta, Buckhead, whatever. She worked for one of the banks here over there in Dunwoody, and it was just a tremendous, like, family-oriented type situation to see them at all the games, the father as well. And to play with Harris Barton, think about it. You have two guys from DeKalb County at the same time to play 10 years together, and one on the blind side and one on the front side. And it was just a tremendous experience.
Man, I knew that, but I didn't know that. You know, didn't put all that together. Right down the road from each other, same age. Pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty cool. Pretty good team. Pretty decent teams in the NFL with those guys too.
Yeah, pretty decent.
Yeah.
You had him. You had Carlton Williamson, who went from the city of Atlanta from Brown High School, was a teammate.
Right. Carlton, I watched him in high school. And what's really neat when you get an opportunity to play with a guy like Carlton Williamson, him, Ronnie Lott, Eric Wright, and Dwight Hicks, the guys that turned it around for the San Francisco 49ers. They had to play the Dallas Cowgirls or some team in Dallas. I don't know who it is.
Oh, dear.
But they turned it around for the 49ers and helped us win. And then they just passed on the leadership to us young guys like myself and Harris and we did a lot of – hey, Sam and Chris, only thing I know is winning. All my years of experience, played with a guy named Vincent Jackson. Most people know him as Bo Jackson. And so all of those years of playing, all I know is winning, 21 years. Hopefully one day the Atlanta Falcons may ask the guy to say, hey, come in and help us find a few athletes or something like that. So all I know –
they should. Yeah. Chris, I got to say this. Chris is a Bo Jackson fan, but he's an Alabama grad now. We got an Alabama grad on the show.
Yeah, so Steve did crush my spirits as a young man. He's a little bit older than me, and he helped push Bo over the top and did crush my spirits as a kid. I have since forgiven him because I respect his play.
Damn, did you hear that? That's Chris, man. He's into it. Like, all over the
top. Crushed me.
Let me tell you guys, there was a 17-year-old kid out of Shamley, Georgia, on the bottom, and he got his butt kicked for three quarters. And the coaches asked me, why'd you come here? Chris, I'm sorry to say this, but I came there to beat Alabama.
Yes, sir.
I was supposed to go to Georgia and block for Herschel, but, you know, Auburn hadn't beaten Alabama for 9 years, and I thought I could help in that process and help turn the history around, and we did that day.
It is really cool to have that experience with that time at Auburn, where Auburn really was great, and they were building, obviously, with the Niners, with Shamley. Yeah. Let me ask you this. I don't want to ask questions about college or NFL stuff, but I want to ask you this. What have you seen as like a common theme? You had a lot of good coaches. You played with a lot of good players. What's a common theme for teams that are good? Because you have been on a bunch of good teams.
It's the details and fundamentals to everything. Because when you have to face a guy like Lawrence Taylor, you can't miss a step. And, you know, you study this guy over and over and over until you find my own little secret of why I stopped him, why I played well against him, is because I kept my feet so low to the ground. If my feet raised higher than 6 inches, he's so fast and active in his pass rush that he would literally go around me. And then all of the great coaches, the details, just like we would come out and we would see the New York Giants and Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells in a different defense. And then they schemed us in a way. And I'm thinking, Lawrence Taylor, I'm supposed to face you on third down. And they had him outside on me on first down. And I'm thinking, man, please switch this defense. But, you know, all of those great coaches had a lot of good things as far as their fundamentals and details.
I'm going to ask you something about because, you know, they got a 17-year-old over at Alabama right now that everybody's raving about, the receiver over there, Ryan Williams. Well, you talk about at 17. What was that like for you to be that age?
In the trenches.
Yeah,
now,
right.
I respect Ryan Williams, but it's harder playing offensive line
early.
You
know, you're doing grown man stuff at 17, man. So talk about how did you prepare for that?
You know, it had a great interview on Saturdays in the South, and it talked about, 17 years old, just like Williams over there, you don't even have grown men muscles, and you're facing all these All-Americans from the University of Alabama, and the only thing you could think about is that you just have to find a way to continue to compete. And then halfway through the game, I thought to myself, I'm not as good as this guy. I'm not fast. So I have to hit him at different angles where I anticipate him to be. And the next thing I know, Big Bo Jackson was coming down the sideline, and some great things were happening for Auburn University.
Wow.
Fantastic. Hey, about that process, though, about your high school time, what advice do you have for the guys totally different era now, right, for recruiting. But everybody wants to go to Auburn. They want to go to Alabama. They want to go to Georgia. Yeah. They want to do what you did. So what advice do you have for guys that want to do that?
Well, it's just follow your dream. And like you guys said, those schools, I got a great friend of mine that I played with, Stacy Searles, is one of the best offensive linemen or coaches. But I don't want to give him that credit because I want our guys to come with Hugh Freeze and Auburn University. But that Stacy is a bad – I'm going to let you guys finish that second word. Yeah. And then, you know, the University of Alabama, they've been winning for a long time. They set the standards and Nick Saban and that group. And so – if nothing else, I just have a tremendous amount of respect for the guys that I played against over all the years with the University of Alabama. And the neat thing I'll say about it, we changed a lot of lives when we worked together and played a lot of golf tournaments and did a lot of charitable things. So, you know, we're at odds for 5 years, but we changed a lot of lives a long time after that.
Yep. DeKalb County. There's talent all around this county. There was then, and there is now. Just talk about this area that you know so very well. And while times have changed, recruiting processes have changed, and rivalries may have changed a bit, but the talent still remains. Talk about that a little bit.
Man, I think about the years that I was in San Francisco, like schools like Southwest DeKalb, other schools like Columbia High School, Coach Ray Bonner over there. They made a tremendous impact on a lot of these young kids around here. And like I said before, you know, the technique and fundamentals, like going back to Jim Cagle and Eddie Raines and what they taught us, that's everything. And these guys, I'm happy to see that, you know, the legacy, the tradition has continued to go forward and then that they are playing well in DeKalb County. And I hope it continues.
No, this is the second one of DeKalb County's all-time greats as a lineman. We had Jeff Saturday on here several weeks ago talking about his time over at Shamrock and how they play on Friday nights.
You know what stands out to me in these moments is how now, and you may hear this, Steve, but now it's pretty common for the NFL teams or even the college teams to kind of brag about how many of them are from Georgia. They take a lot of pride in their Georgia home state, wherever they play. A lot of people don't realize we already had these guys, man. This didn't just start.
Can I give a tremendous thanks to Arthur Blank out there. Met him, coached against his kid over at Chestnut Park over there for 6 years, coached and helped out those kids over there. And what he's done as far as giving kids and inspiring kids to be on that wall at the Georgia Dome. I mean, when I go there and friends, you know, go visit, they'll send me pictures. And that is like tremendous. I mean, it's just a blessing that you're being recognized like that. And it was so thoughtful of the Atlanta Falcons to put all of these kids in the state of Georgia, all the kids in DeKalb County that played in the pros on the wall at the Georgia Dome.
It's awesome. And they play, I mean, you got Harris Barton, Steve Wallace. These are the tackles protecting Joe Montana, Steve Young. Like, we've been had good play. This is not new.
Yeah,
having all these good players from Georgia, man, we've had them.
Yeah,
and I'm excited that we're getting the opportunities, like you said, with Coach Blank, with Arthur Blank, and our Hall of Fame. Sam and I are on that committee to put as many people as we can to highlight what they're doing, man. That's awesome.
Well, this man is in the Alabama Sports
Chris
Hall of Fame.
Chris and Sam, you guys have been tremendous, and I mean, every week, you know, I can't catch you guys all the time, you know, but at the same time, I mean, what you guys do. You do a whole lot, and a lot of respect giving back to you guys.
You too, my man. You too. Look, this man blocked for Bo Jackson, Joe Montana, coached, was on the other side with Bear Bryant.
Yeah.
Was on the side with Bill Walsh.
Yep.
You ever think, like, man, what a great time, what a great football life you had, Steve?
You know, can you imagine? I want a lot of kids to think about this type of example. In an example, is that you go from Bo to Joe and then playing with Bo Jackson and being the best run blocker in America. And then you go to San Francisco and the first thing you hear is, why did the 49ers waste a draft pick on this guy? And the only thing he knows how to do is run block. And so if you go back and spend the time watching the films and bettering yourself with the technique and there again, fundamentals, then I became and I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying, when so many people say that you're not going to be a good pass protector and to become one of the all-time greats, and also known as the original blindside tackle,
yes,
because I protected Joe Montana's blindside. And when he can't see back there, he had to have a level of comfort to throw the ball down the field to Jerry Rice.
Yeah, yep, and you had to do that. And Coach Walsh saying that singled you out. That had to be remarkable to have your coach who accomplished so much single you out as a man that made that difference. That has to be incredible.
You know, for him to do that, and then I'll take it back to an embarrassing moment when he embarrassed two guys, and he said, if you guys could work on these fundamentals, and one time on the backside, I didn't block the guy like I should have, and Tom Raffman could have had like a 70-yard touchdown run for us, but just because that left tackle didn't block that guy, and Bill Walsh embarrassed him in the meeting, and that left tackle was me. And then I didn't feel too bad, and here's a teaching spot for a lot of the young guys, is that Jerry Rice had a bad game, and so he called the other guy he called out was Jerry Rice. And with that, he was like, you caught the ball. You're 1 yard from the first down. Get the
blank ball. Yeah.
And Jerry played another 10 years. And every time I watched him catch the ball, if that first down marker was right there, he didn't do all that dodging, running back. He got that first down every single time. And if I was embarrassed and Jerry Rice was embarrassed at the same time, that's not a bad pair.
I'm telling you. Well, we appreciate you joining us tonight. School days is always something that we enjoy, and we figure we have a great one tonight. You have shared so much with us tonight, Steve. We appreciate you, first of all, for all you've done and the way you've represented our area and our state admirably at the professional level. And we thank you for coming and sharing some of your time with us tonight on the Scoreboard Show.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, guys. Sam and Chris, what you guys do, I have the utmost respect for you, and keep up the great work.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.